17, I got a real desire to preach the gospel. I got a real desire to get out there on the streets with my dad and the other missionaries and just tell people what he has done for me and just tell him what he can do for them if they would just listen and just hear what the gospel has to tell them. So I started preaching along with Corey, who is now over there about a year now. And we started preaching together sometimes. Sometimes the missionaries would have something else to do. Corey and I would be downtown, passing out tracts and preaching. And it's just an amazing thing to be in Europe, in that culture, and just serving the Lord and telling people what God has done for them. Just like that song we just sang. That's just exactly why we were over in Poland, telling them what God can do for them and what He has done for us. And that's just my life story. So I know it's not very fun, very unique or whatever, but I wouldn't trade a single day of it for anything else. I wouldn't trade a single incident that happened. I have learned a lot. I have seen 1,000 things, and I wouldn't trade my life for any life here in the States. I sometimes, when I'm talking to some people, they say, well, in high school, some of the kids right now are going to prom. I never went to prom. I never went to play football or in school. I just, had friends. We'd go to the park and just play, whatever. But I never had anything. But I had the Word of God. I had something that some kids do not ever get the chance of seeing God work in people's hearts in ways that is almost unimaginable. Just you know that the Lord is working. And so I just praise the Lord for what He has done for me. And I thank the Lord for y'all. Because y'all supported. Because I grew because y'all gave my dad food and money. And I grew up. So sometimes. So I want to praise the Lord for y'all. Thank you so much for supporting us. It's been a real blessing and a real. It's just. Every time I came back here. When we were down in Mexico. Every 6 months we'd come up here to visit. And it's just an amazing thing to see everybody. The people I used to know are still here. The people when I was younger are still here. And I just want to praise the Lord for y'all. And I would just like to have a verse in Acts chapter 7. Open your Bibles, will Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7 and verse 3. It says, And said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. This is basically God is telling Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. About 6 years ago, my mom showed me this verse, and she said that this was one of the verses that touched her, that really got her thinking, well, maybe the Lord wants me to be a missionary's wife, or to go. And so that helped her to make a decision to marry my dad and go down to Mexico. She never thought that she'd be going, not out of her country, but out of the continent to Poland. And my mom presented this to me a couple years ago. And it's touched my heart ever since then. It's actually really touched me. And as you know, I was not born in this country. I was born in Mexico. So this is not really my country. I mean, it's my family's from here and everything else, but I feel like a foreigner here in the States. Amen. I'm not part of this. I mean, I feel like when I came back here a year ago, I did not know how to act, what to say to people, everything was so different for me. Because I'm used to, the warm, in Mexico, you had the warm people, and in Poland, you got the cold people. So it's just, and y'all are like, I don't know, I guess y'all are in between. I don't know, they're very friendly. But warm. Lukewarm. No, that's not true. That is not true. You're not lukewarm. You're very hot for the Lord. That's what I praise the Lord for. Very hot for the Lord. That's one of the reasons why God has blessed this church. Because this church... Stop it. Anyways, I just want to say just... but this is my home, though. This church, this is my home. Amen. This church, I grew up in this church. Every 6 months, like I said, I came up here. I grew up in this church. Some of my friends, some are still here. Some have already gone somewhere else. But the people I know, the same people that were here, are still here. As my friends, my family. Y'all are my family. This is my home. And it is very hard for me to leave this behind. Because I could stay here indefinitely. I could be here with y'all, fellowshipping. It's just an amazing thing. I've had the most amazing time with y'all this last year. just being here, sharing with y'all, getting a blessing from y'all every Wednesday nights and Sundays. Just every day has been a real blessing, and I wish I could do this more. But I know that God called me to tell others. I want others to know how good it feels to have this kind of thing. I want others to be in Poland to feel that they can have a family. Not only a family that, you know, just on the outlook just accepts them. I want someone to know that there's someone who really loves them. That there's someone out there who died on the cross for them so that they might have eternal life, and they don't have to go through this life thinking that this is just, you know, this is it. I'm going to die and, well, I got to do whatever. There is a life after this that they can have eternal life if they would just see what Christ has done for them. So that is why I want to go to Poland. I have a burden for the Polish people. And for the last year that I've been here, I've been preaching on the streets every Sunday. I've been preaching downtown, and every time I get a message prepared, I have to rethink and reorganize my message, because I have to remember that this is not Poland. That the needs here are different than Poland. But for this whole year, that's what I had to do. I had to change my messages because my heart is in Poland. My mind, my thinking is trying to reach the Polish people and realizing their needs. And it's been interesting, you know, preaching here just in my own language, of course. That's the first time I preached, and when I first was here a year ago in English, it was an interesting message. I'm glad none of y'all were there to hear it. But anyways, it's been a real blessing to be here and to preach, and just to see, you know, the different ways that, you know, that the preaching affects people. And but I just want to go back to this verse. If you look at it, God's telling Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. First of all, he says, you get out of your country, out of your people. In other words, get out of from everything that you have safe, everything you know secure, everything that you're safe, that you feel comfortable. Get out of your lazy boy chair, in other words. Get out, and notice, he doesn't even tell him where he's going. He says, I will show you. Get out and go where I will show you. That takes faith, brothers and sisters, to get out and to go. I have an advantage because I know where I'm going. I know I'm going to Poland. I don't know where I'm going to go after that, but right now, I'll be going to Poland. And I don't know if God would change my desires for another country. Probably Josh Kennel would like me to go to Israel with him or something, but I don't know. Right now, my desire is just Poland. My desire, my heart is in Poland, and I want to preach to those people. And so, just something little to tell y'all that not only you don't have to be a missionary to get out of your country, or you don't have to go out of your country to be a missionary or whatever. You can do it here. Get out of your safe, your little secure places, and do something where it's a little bit tough, where you have to trust the Lord, where you have to realize that this is not me. I could not do this without His help. If you have a nice, secure job, I suggest quitting that and try Bill Miller's. I suggest go there. Now that will teach you a lot of faith in the Lord. It is a very difficult place. I did not like it, but I told the Lord that I was going to stick with it till I went back to Poland. I wish I hadn't. But anyways, it's been interesting working there. And I have one of my friends here, Jessica. She works with me at Billminster's. And if I wouldn't have been there, I would have met her. And she wouldn't be coming to church. And she wouldn't be having your fellowship. So I just want to praise the Lord for that. There's always a good part. And working in a place like that, where you have to trust the Lord, is very, very little, but it's a good part. But anyways, that is something I wanted to show y'all, that you don't have to just to be a missionary. You don't have to leave your country or leave your people. You can leave things that are safe to you, things that you think are just a padding. Get out of your places and get somewhere where you can trust the Lord. Amen. He wants you to trust Him. What better friend, what better person to give your life over to than someone who knows your every need, your every desires, what you actually need. You know, as kids, we think that we want something and we need something, but the parents know we don't really need that. That's not necessarily healthy for us or whatever. They know us. And the same way with our God. He knows us. He knows what we need. He knows what we should do. And if we just trust Him and give our lives to Him, then it would be things would be so much easier. And so much, I don't know, have you ever, like, when you're with your parents, when you're younger, those of you who are younger, those of you who were younger, just not really listened to your parents and realized and done something and then had the consequences for that. And he looked back like, I wish I should have heard, listened to him. I knew I should have done that, but my stubborn will just got the best of me, and I want to do my own thing, my own way, and now I'm paying for it. And that's, I've had that experience over and over, and I've learned, and to actually do something, not just listen, like, okay, I heard you, thank you, and walk away, but actually do something. So that is something we need to do, is trust the Lord. Trust Him with everything. He knows how many hairs you have. He knows when one falls off. So who better to trust than the Lord, who knows you? He knows everything about us. And that's just something I had a burden to tell y'all. And just once again, I just want to thank you for all you have done, for your support over the past year, and for the years that I was in Mexico and in Poland. You have been a real blessing. And my desire is to get to Poland as soon as possible and get the gospel out to those people who really need it. I asked my dad about some facts about Poland. He says that about 40 million people in Poland, and he said that less than 0.5% are evangelical. Less than 0.5% are so-called Christians, evangelical. And that's a need. That's a tremendous need to get the gospel out to... Most of them, I don't know the exact percentages, but I say most of them are probably Catholics, since the Pope is Catholic himself, and you know, that just makes it even more harder to get the gospel out over there. But Pope is Polish. I'm sorry, he's Catholic, obviously, but he's Polish. Excuse me. Of course, he's Polish. But anyways, that is one of the main problems we have in Poland. It's Catholicism, just like Mexico. It's pretty much the same way. I can't remember which one's more strong or whatever, but they're pretty much the same thing. And it's a real need over there. And people are in real darkness. They need the gospel. So I want to get there as soon as possible and get on the mission field with my dad, Uncle Brent, and Corey, and brother Robert Vieira, and another missionary there right now. Get out there and tell people. And I just thank the Lord that He gave me the opportunity to tell them before I was actually a missionary. When I was 17, I started preaching. I thank the Lord that I desired then to do something, that I just didn't wait till later on. And one of the things that, just to tell you, that I learned listening to those who tell me things and doing something. My dad told me when I first told him I want to be a missionary, he said, son, to be a missionary, you have to be a missionary here, where you are right now. You have to do the work. You are right here. You want to be called? You got to do it here. Don't wait till you're in the country, in that country where you're supposed to go. Do it now. Amen. If you think you're called, do it now. And same thing for y'all, those of you who want to be a missionary, who want to go, or who have a desire for people to be evangelistic or whatever, do it now. Get it done now. You get it done now, you have more of a chance of getting it done when you're in the mission field or wherever you are. Because you do it now, you'll realize that you're really called. You realize that, well, I have the stuff to do it right now. So that's one of the things that I learned, and so that's why I started preaching as soon as I could, was in Poland. I started preaching right then. And sadly but true, we have my first sermon is on tape recorder. I don't know where it's at. I hope someone burns it. I hope it get lost or something, but that was an atrocious sermon. It was in Polish, of course, but I just want to thank y'all once again very much for all you have done and for your support. And I just hopefully get to Poland as soon as possible. And thank you for right now. Thank you for your support for getting me to Poland, okay?
Amen.
Amen.